Anthony Albanese is in Kuala Lumpur for this week's ASEAN meeting, making his first trip to Malaysia as Prime Minister. The US President Donald Trump has also touched down in Malaysia's capital, overseeing the signing of a historic peace deal between Cambodia and Thailand. Dr. Petra Alderman is a researcher and manager of the Saw Swee Hock Southeast Asia Centre at the London School of Economics and Political Science. She joined me earlier. Dr. Alderman, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you very much for the invite and for having me.
How significant is President Donald Trump's attendance at this year's ASEAN summit?
Well, in many ways, I think it is significant, but I think the question is really significant for whom. And I think in the grand scheme of things, this is really an exercise in political theatre. And I think a lot of that has been done for, you know, for Trump himself rather than necessarily for the broader regional de-escalation of the conflict.
What exactly does the agreement between Thailand and Cambodia include?
Well, I mean, it's a very good question. And if you look closely at the sort of 8 points that have been hashed out as part of this, what is often called as a joint declaration, it is basically a formal just reaffirmation of the ceasefire that has been agreed on between the two countries earlier this year in August. So actually, if we look at it, it doesn't really necessarily go into any kind of commitment to a definitive resolution of the conflict, which has really been ongoing for many, many years and has deep historical roots. So the extent to which this will perhaps resolve the conflict fully, it remains actually questionable.
So given the optics of this peace deal signing, how does that tie into your initial point about the presence of Donald Trump?
Well, you know, I think, if you, and you probably yourself and many of your listeners have watched the proceedings, and if you really watch closely, I mean, Trump has been given a lot of platform, and he has really brandished this as, yet another peace deal that he was able and his administration was able to deliver. But then when you listen, especially perhaps to some of the remarks by the Thai Prime Minister, the sentiment there is slightly different. So, you know, he has raised issues in terms of, or has cautioned that the success of this declaration will very much depend on the implementation. And I think that is what really is the key here. You know, when the cameras are off and, there is maybe no more symbolic benefit for the US presidency, is this going to still feature on his radar compared to some of the other conflicts that the Trump administration is perhaps interested in resolving? This is comparably minor. And, you know, how far the US is going to be interested in actually seeing this declaration implemented to the letter really remains to be seen.
How much of the regional presence of China will be felt as these leaders gather?
Well, I mean, China hasn't really been invited to the sort of signing ceremony. And what was also interesting was to watch the different speeches, and only the speech given by Cambodia's Prime Minister Hun Manet actually explicitly mentioned China. But China has been also trying to mediate this conflict. And I think, you know, it is important to really think about the sort of the broader geopolitical interests and geopolitical tensions in the region, not just maybe now, but also in the previous years. Southeast Asia has kind of come off the USC's radar over the past few years in many ways. And that has created space for China to move in. And I think, you know, China is going to continue to operate and really try and extend its influence in this region. I mean, geopolitically, this region is on China's doorstep. It is an important region for China to try and extend its influence into. So, again, it really depends to what extent the US is going to remain committed and you know, keep its eye actually on the region itself.
How much focus will there be from individual countries on trying to get their tariff rates down from the United States?
Well, I think, you know, if we look at this whole conflict actually in that kind of broader geo-economic situation, I mean, the resolution or the rather swift resolution or at least approach to ceasefire from both countries was to a large extent very much motivated by the threat of, you know, the US administration actually not signing trade deals. Southeast Asia is the world's most heavily dependent region on exports, and the threat of tariffs is major. So I think, you know, Southeast Asian countries, many of them will do whatever they can to remain competitive, because economically for countries like Thailand and Cambodia, it is a real threat.
This summit is also a historic moment for Timor-Leste. President José Ramos Horta once said it was easier to get into heaven than to get into ASEAN. What does this admission mean in practical terms?
So I think initially the value of the admission will be largely symbolic. I think, you know, it is a great win for Timor, that kind of official acceptance admission after, as you said, many, many years. And I think, you know, in the sort of medium to long term, what Timor is hoping to gain is mostly economic benefits. You know, it is the sort of the youngest Southeast Asian nation and also the poorest Southeast Asian nation. So I think really there has to be a way for Timor to try and benefit from a more closer regional integration in terms of being able to strengthen its economy and actually build on that. But that won't happen overnight, because I think one of the issues is the lack of capacity. So there will have to be a lot of capacity building or ongoing capacity building. I mean, there has been periods of capacity building already, but an ongoing efforts in the area of capacity building so that Timor can get integrated and start benefiting from more of the regional access. And I think that regional economic access, and I think that also goes to, you know, recent withdrawal of foreign aid. I mean, Timor has been a relatively large recipient of foreign aid. So I think this comes at a very important point in that sense, to try and integrate itself more closely regionally and try and benefit and help grow its economy through that regional integration.
Dr. Alderman, thank you so much for joining me on Breakfast this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
It was Dr. Petra Alderman there, researcher and manager of the Saw Swee Hock Southeast Asia Centre at the London School of Economics and Political Science, giving a preview there of the ASEAN gathering in Malaysia.